USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is trying to figure out a way to get President Biden's infrastructure plan passed. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people. I do want to thank the Black Congressional Black Caucus for the creative alternative that they presented today.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and also the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.